Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 27. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man separates a vow, by your evaluation of lives unto Yahuwah, when your evaluation is of a male from 20 years old up to 60 years old, then your evaluation shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place. And if it is a female, then your evaluation shall be 30 shekels. And if from 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your evaluation for a male shall be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if from a month old up to 5 years old, then your evaluation for a male shall be 5 shekels of silver, and for a female, your evaluation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your evaluation shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he is too poor to pay your evaluation, then he shall present himself before the Kohen, and the Kohen shall lay a value for him. According to the ability of him who vowed, the Kohen shall value him. And if it is a beast of which they bring an offering to Yahuwah, all such given to Yahuwah is Kodesh. He is not to replace it or exchange it, good for spoilt or spoilt for good. And if he at all exchanges beast for beast, then both it and the one exchanged for it is Kodesh. And if it is any unclean beast, of which they do not bring an offering to Yahuwah, then he shall present the beast before the Kohen, and the Kohen shall value it, whether it is good or spoilt. According to your evaluation, O Kohen, so it shall be. But if he indeed redeems it, then he shall add 1/5 to your evaluation. And when a man kadosh his house to be Kodesh to Yahuwah, then the Kohen shall value it, whether it is good or spoilt. As the Kohen values it, so it stands. And if he who kadosh it redeems his house, then he shall add 1/5 of the silver of your evaluation to it, and it shall be his. And if a man kadosh to Yahuwah a field he owns, then your evaluation shall be according to the seed for it, a hamer of barley seed at 50 shekels of silver. If he kadosh his field from the year of Yovel, according to your evaluation, it stands. But if he kadosh his field after the Yovel, then the Kohen shall reckon to him the silver due according to the years that remain till the year of Yovel, and it shall be deducted from your evaluation. And if he who kadosh the field would redeem it, then he shall add 1/5 of the silver of your evaluation to it, and it shall be his. And if he does not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it is no longer redeemed. But the field, when it is released in the Yovel, is Kodesh to Yahuwah as a dedicated field to be the possession of the Kohen. And if a man kadosh to Yahuwah a field which he has bought, which is not the field of his possession, then the Kohen shall reckon to him the amount of your evaluation up to the year of Yovel, and he shall give your evaluation on that day, Kodesh to Yahuwah. In the year of Yovel, the field returns to him from whom he bought it, to him whose is the possession of the land. And all your evaluations are to be according to the shekel of the Kodesh place, 20 gerahs to the shekel. However, a firstborn of the beasts, which is firstborn to Yahuwah, no man kadosh it, whether bull or sheep, it belongs to Yahuwah. And if among the unclean beasts, then he shall ransom it according to your evaluation, and shall add 1/5 to it. And if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your evaluation. However, whatever a man lays under ban for Yahuwah of all that he has, man and beast, or the field of his possession is not sold or redeemed. Whatever is laid under ban is most Kodesh to Yahuwah. No one under the ban among men is ransomed, but shall certainly be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree belongs to Yahuwah. It is Kodesh to Yahuwah. If a man indeed redeems any of his tithes, he adds one-fifth to it, and the entire tithe of the herd and of the flock, all that passes under the rod, the tenth one is Kodesh to Yahweh. He does not inquire whether it is good or spoilt, nor does he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it are Kodesh. It is not redeemed.
These are the commands which Yahuwah commanded Moshe for the children of Yisrael on Mount Sinai.